Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. It's a book about elves, I think. So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. It'll help us pay for the hosting. But I'm not sure what that is. I'm just a wizard. Enjoy the episode. Next scroll. Reese's, where are you?
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor, in the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we're telling stories of griffins and a fishin.
We are indeed.
Yes, the stories you've been waiting for about a fishin.
Fishing was one of those prompts I couldn't wait to do.
My fingers suffered severe injury at the speed at which I typed my fishing story.
Mine exploded.
You have RoboCop fingers now,
I have
right?
Metal RoboCop fingers now to go along with my metal RoboCop sinuses and metal RoboCop penis.
Whoa. Oh, very nice. Does a pen come out of one of your fingers? Like the gun?
Yeah, like it's an Inspector Gadget. You know how it's like the tip of his finger, like it like creaks off, and then a little pen comes.
Oh man,
out?
that's dangerous. Yeah, like that. Oh, yeah, I thought of it as like your index finger, like it disconnected, and then you could pull a pen out of it.
Oh man, that would be cool too.
Yeah, good. Let's get to work on that.
Good thing people use lots of pens still.
Yeah, everyone does it. You know, I prefer to draw in pen. I like,
really?
I draw and doodle a lot, and I think it's because I always had pens in school, but that's, I don't know, it's more fun. It's like, it's fast. It's like I'm a good artist, and I can draw real fast.
I used to love to do math with a mechanical pencil. I just, like, because I would write really
Ooh,
small.
Yeah, oh, man, if you had a mechanical
good.
Pencil, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You are ballin' in school with a mechanical.
But I don't dig on pens too much. Because they remind me of signing documents that require me to give money to people. It's a dog-eat-dog world. It's a work-a-day world.
I've been there, baby. Anyway, Josh, what did you do this week?
I didn't really do much this week.
Longmire.
Longmire's on tonight.
Do people know that Longmire is sponsoring the show now? They're not, but...
Does Longmire know they're sponsoring the show? I fucking
Longmire.
Wish, dude. I love Longmire. I can't get enough. I just, like, put it on when I'm, like, I don't want to, like, think about stuff.
Like, yeah, Longmire comes in and thinks about stuff for you.
Yeah, he just thinks for me. He solves the mystery for me.
But what did you really do before I cut you off?
I went to New York and did some stuff in New York, and I like that city.
Are you allowed back? Are they terrible things that you did?
No, I'm allowed back, I think.
Okay,
I hope
good.
So.
I hope so, too.
I mean... It's a neat place.
Was it like that movie Little Indian in the Big City?
I don't know that movie. That movie sounds racist as shit, though.
Well, it kind of is. They remade it. They brought it to America.
Uh-huh.
It was like some French film or something. And then Disney remade it and called it Jungle to Jungle, starring Tim Allen. Anyway,
yeah.
I know you guys needed to hear that. tell you what I did this week.
Yeah, what did you do?
I watched a documentary I actually really like a lot. It's called Beauty is Embarrassing.
And oh, my God. That documentary is great.
Did you watch it?
I told you to watch it, I think.
Oh, maybe I told you to watch it.
Someone told somebody to watch it. You told me to watch it.
You liked it, though.
I love that documentary.
Oh, it's real good.
It's
I recommend
really good.
It to anyone who's trying to make a thing.
Yeah.
It's a fun documentary because it like there's a lot of creativity going on, so it's real exciting in that aspect.
Yeah.
And I think the message is really good. But just check it out if you get a chance. I think you can rent it from Amazon. It used to be on Netflix. But anyway, Josh,
yes.
To the more pressing matter.
Yes, more jungle-to-jungle talk.
Let's get into our jungle-to-jungle fan fiction.
I'm ready. Jungle Jungle. Starring Brad Renfro.
Is that who's in it?
No, it's not it. Is it it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Let us get into our tales of griffins and fishes.
Dom.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
For my story.
Yes.
About griffins.
Yes.
And fishing.
Yes.
All right. This week, my story is called Bass Masturbators.
Whoa.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
On a lonely shore off of a lake which is probably full of fish farts and jizz, all was quiet. The morning mist hovered over the lake like a comely naked wench in a sex swing over a fully erect, ready-to-bone peener.
I don't know if I can quite visualize that. But I want to.
But I want to. I want to draw that.
Teach me.
A merc monk scurried across the shore to pick up a magical acorn. As he put it in his mouth, it instantly turned him into stone, as another merc monk scurried up and humped the shit out of him, while a fire eagle swooped down and grabbed them both with his talons mid-jizz.
What?
Everything became quiet again as the mist moved off the lake.
I don't trust that goddamn mist for a second. If I just watch that, what just happened with those merc monks.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The mist could be shielding even grosser things.
Oh, man.
Off in the distance, a shuffle could be heard, a clanging of pots and pans that disturbed the once quiet basin. As the noise got closer, merc monks ran for cover inside of the hollowed-out trees where they fucked their merc monk significant others. And I mean, do they go to the bathroom in there, too? What do they do in there all day?
That's a good question. You ever see a squirrel, you know, just...
go in a tree?
Doing a one or two?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I've never once seen a squirrel take a dump.
So do merc monks just drop trowel and...
I don't know. Do they have to unzip their fur patch to whip their wiener?
No, I don't want to think about that. Moving on.
Anyway. With a thud, Pat Tacklesmith threw his fishing equipment down on the beach, busted out a 72-ounce stein of grog, took a sip, and propped up his favorite fishing chair. Now to relax and get away from my wife while at the same time embracing the stereotype that all married men are unhappy, Pat said. He sat in his seat, busted out his fishing rod, put on his cool shades, and chugged more grog. As he enjoyed the quiet,
damn,
peaceful tranquility of the lake, he wiped grog froth from his beard and cast his line into the mirror-like surface of the lake. After a moment, he felt a nibble and yanked on his rod. The fish didn't bite down and swam off. You fucking piece of shitty-ass fucking bullshit! Pat yelled. As he did, 200 ravens flew out of the trees from the intensity of his anger. A merc monk opened up his tiny merc monk door to his treehouse and yelled back, "Hey! Try to fuck my merc monk wife in here! And also go to the bathroom!"
They do that in there!
Question answered.
That's storytelling, folks. You let the answers reveal themselves.
After a moment, things settled down again, and Pat again cast his line into the lake. He fidgeted in his seat, moving from side to side. Then he crossed his legs. I drank too much. Now I have to piss lemonade out of my man-sized penis, he said to himself. Pat got up, making sure to place his fishing rod against the chair. As he walked over to the bushes, he unzipped his codpiece and started to whiz, the kind of whiz you whiz after a night of drinking and fucking. Piss was just shooting every damn which way. No matter how much piss he pissed out, there was still more piss to piss out of his piss stick.
Was there a pause? And then, like, a long, continuing stream.
Dude, it's the worst when you're, like, piss like that and, like, somebody can hear you. And every time I piss like that, I'm always thinking that the other person is like, holy shit, he just keeps pissing.
Hey, man, when I know it's going to be a deal,
yeah,
I take a seat, man.
No, yeah.
Nobody's got to hear that.
That's smart. Wow.
Yeah.
You're like a genius.
Yeah, man, take a seat. Take a load off. Do some reading. Look at some Instagram.
I usually lean. Against, yeah. Like, and then it just it makes it worse because your pee is just straight hitting the water, you know?
I just put my hands on my hips. Like, I make fists and I put them on my hips. And I hope it goes in. I ain't cleaning it up, though. I'm stoic as shit.
Ain't my problem. Fuck my grandchildren. They gotta clean that shit up.
You got grandchildren?
It's like global warming. Fuck them.
They can deal with it.
Just then, he heard moaning coming from inside the woods and saw a glowing yellow magical light. Pat squinted and could see two pixies just going the fuck to town on each other. One pixie was giving it to the other pixie from behind, while all this crazy gold dust was flying out of their pixie wings. Yeah, suck on my wings, said the pixie girl.
Oh, this is getting a little too much for me.
This is getting hot, Pat said quietly.
Pat Tackle Master. I should have known.
Then the pixies started flying around in circles, 369ing each other. Soon they were going at it pixie style. The dude pixie was giving it to the other pixie. He busted out his magical pixie bag and started doing lines off of the other pixie's ass.
Whoa! Okay, so pixie style is kind of like doggy style.
Yeah, but they like invented it first, I guess, because pixies were around before dogs. That's in the Bible.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That's canon.
Yeah, canon is shit.
These pixies were fucking so hard, the girl pixie said, I'm going to have to take 3 birth control pills tonight, just in case.
I need more drugs, because there's probably going to be a lot of whatever happens.
That's how birth control works.
Yeah, just do a bunch of it. Don't do that, please.
No, don't do that. It's bad. Pat watched the pixies go at it for a half an hour. Just then, the merc monk came out of his house and yelled,
perv.
Hey, I'm also trying to fuck my merc monk wife Ladley in here and then take an after sex piss. Pat finished pissing his half hour long piss and whispered softly, ah, nature, as he went back to fishing.
Oh my God.
As he approached the seat, he could see the rod moving and that he had quite by accident caught something. Yes, 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 he said as he ran toward the rod. As he picked up the fishing rod, the fish splashed out of the water, took the hook out of his gums, gave Pat the middle finger, then bent over and spread his butt, fish butt cheeks, showed Pat his fish butthole, then swam away.
What is going on in this world that nature is just balls to the wall?
Everything's going crazy. You ever go in the woods, dude?
The woods is exactly wild.
Like this.
Butterflies are just getting it. Oh,
yeah, these are fucking flowers and shit. It's crazy. If you think about it, you go in a field with a bunch of flowers, it's a fuck field, man. Bees, true.
You don't see it, but it's happening.
It's happening. You can smell it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your sinuses.
It's like that Rihanna song. Anyway. Motherfucker, Pat yelled again, as this time 300 ravens flew out of the trees. The merc monk from before again angrily opened his door, stared down Pat, and ran his finger across his throat to indicate he was going to kill Pat. He shut his door slowly and moved to the window, where he moved the curtain to keep an eye on Pat while his wife gave him a nasty cotton-mouth BJ.
Ew! Ew! I love that he opens the door with a rock-hard bone each time.
He unzips his
shirt.
At least
that's how I imagine it.
Yep. Uh-huh. It's canon. Pat sat down frustrated as he slammed more grog. Suddenly, a rumble was heard far off on the horizon. Must be a storm, Pat said to himself, then burped and wiped his mouth with his own beard. The rumble grew louder and louder as Pat put on his umbrella hat in preparation. I forgot I even wrote that. I was like, what? That's funny.
Also, dabbing your lips with your own beard is quite fancy. Fantasy.
It's pretty gross, yeah. Nothing was going to ruin his fishing trip. Suddenly, the rumble stopped. Must have been some fire eagles having a three-way, Pat said.
Everything is just fucking...
Just then, all fucking shit broke fucking loose like in House Party 69, the one the government doesn't want you to see.
Oh, yeah.
300 griffins with cool sunglasses straight up landed and started partying like it was 69-69.
Damn!
Some had bandanas on. Some were wearing thongs. Some griffins were riding other griffins on saddles that had 666 stitched into them and the words Pain Pimp graffitied on their leather jackets.
Pain Pimp! On their leather jackets? God damn, this is House Party 69.
There were half pipes, and griffins started skateboarding and razor scooting all the fuck over, doing kickflips and backflips and wing flips and dick flips and nip flips and triple lindies. One griffin did a rail ride on his scooter so grody that he rode the rail right into fucking space.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See ya. The all-metal griffin band Get Griffed set up on stage and started thrashing. A griffin pit formed when they busted out their hit song, Caw-caw, which goes something like this. Caw-caw, 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 caw-caw. They played it 12 times in a row. Nobody even gave a fart.
Damn.
A bunch of cool griffins in leather vests busted out some six packs of kegs and started chugging like crazy. When each one finished, they took the keg and slammed it against their head. One of the griffins smashed it so hard against his head, he turned the empty keg into a diamond. Then he used his flame breath to melt adamantium into a wedding band into the shape of Eddie from the Iron Maiden covers, which he then flew straight into a glacier to cool. The steam formed the words, talk shit, get hit. And left a hole in the glacier in the shape of two cool boobs.
That was just a really cool thing that just happened. Yeah. I am down with it. Also, griffins have flame breath.
They do
I'm
now.
I'm into it. They do now.
He would later try to give the ring to his girlfriend in return for a lifetime of monogamous sex. She would turn him down because he wasn't even close to being gnarly enough.
Oh my god, what's a griffin gotta do?
Dude, it's a griffin-y griffin world, man.
Yeah, man.
On the second stage, the all-griffin rap band, Griffins with Attitude, was smoking a 40-foot spliff and hotboxing the entire t-shirt pagoda, which also sold Dr. Seuss hats with wizard weed leaves on them.
Yeah.
Comely griffins were twerking so hard, one of them got pregnant.
That is not funny. That is very serious. Because it can happen to you. There's a very small percentage, but yeah, I'm pretty sure scientifically it could happen.
Just like eating condoms makes you not pregnant.
Yeah, just like
the baby would later become Griffin Jesus, who would legalize
what?
Who would legalize gay griffin marriage and griffin weed, which is just basil, but it gets griffins super high.
Griffin Jesus. He would later become Griffin Jesus.
Pat Tacklesmith was blown away. Literally, from all the partying, his clothes blew off and he stood there buck-ass nude with only his fishing rod in his hand and a tramp stamp tattoo of a merc monk pissing on a Ford Bone Car logo.
Wait, did he get that during this or did he have that?
That's a good question. Maybe
I think that is the result of all the partying. You just kind of got swept up in it and blacked out.
Maybe a griffin just came up behind him with a tattoo gun and just gave it to him.
Probably. Or he's got tattoo breath, which
oh, man.
Griffins probably have.
Holy shit, that would be awesome.
It's canon.
After 20 minutes, the griffins flew up into the sky and continued to rock out into the heavens. Pat stood there in silence with only the sound of two merc monks fucking in a tree somewhere off in the distance. Pat Tacklesmith was more stunned than a seven-assed man at a butt-fucking competition.
Poor Sam, the seven-assed man. He exists.
He's real. As he stood there, his fishing line began to move. He grabbed it, excited finally to catch a fish. As he pulled the fish out of the water, a griffin with cooler wings painted on his wings and one of those hats that holds two beer cans, but instead of two beer cans, there were two bongs, flew down and grabbed the fish from off the line and ate it whole. As he flew away, he slapped Pat's bare ass, soared up into the sky, gave Pat the finger, and then flew up silhouetted by the moon and made the Batman symbol.
Oh, Finn. Man, what? Pat Tacklesmith just experienced probably one of the most awesome, in its literal meaning, pure awe set of display by griffins of Daranos, which apparently are too much party for anyone to be exposed to.
No one's going to believe him. No one's ever going to... He's going to tell this fishing trip story, and no one's going to believe him.
Oh, yeah, that's a real fish tale.
It's a real fish tale, yep.
Except for that Merc Monk is there, too, and he was like, yeah, I was banging my Merc Monk wife, and these griffins started partying, and I didn't even give a fuck.
At that point, what do? You know, you're getting banged, and then all that crazy shit's going on. Are you going to stop, or are you just going to continue?
Finish up and watch.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's a thing couples do in Daredevil.
It's like after sex, watching the X Files instead. It's watch the griffins go crazy.
Yeah. God damn. Alright, Josh, are you ready for my tale of griffins and fishing?
Yeah!
This one is called The Cold King's Court.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I actually have a title this week. That's why you're amazed.
I'm not amazed at the words you said, I'm amazed that nobody was like, hold on, hang on
10 minutes, I gotta Shouting voices rang out through the frost-covered crystal halls in the crystal kingdom of the cold giants.
Ooh.
One yelled, "F you, man, I'm the better kisser." "Nah, bro, I kiss way better," another voice yelled back. "Shit, no," replied the other voice. Then loud making out sounds could be heard.
They're just kissing each other?
Yeah, angrily.
That's how I kiss. That's the only way I kiss.
Yeah, of course. Down in the prison, the guards removed a few prisoners from their cells and escorted them out. A skeleton in the next cell over said, "Ain't you gonna let me out?" "You're not even a prisoner. You put yourself in there," said the guard. "Let's build a fort," replied the skeleton.
It's like camp.
It's like she's trying to sleep over. The giants and prisoners walked through the Crystal Kingdom. The cold giant stood roughly 15 feet in height and donned armor forged from steel within the mountain and decorated them with furs to keep themselves warm.
Ooh.
Just because they're cold giants doesn't mean that they don't get chilly every once and then.
The first use of whence.
Whence.
It's taken 37 episodes.
Only. Their beards draped proudly over their chests, decorated with braids, the skulls of their enemies, and cool rocks that they found.
Dude.
On their head. You ever find a cool rock and you're like, I gotta keep this.
Yeah, like some limestone.
I got a cool rock back home. I don't know what to do with it. I think it's valuable. Maybe. I don't know. I honestly do.
If you think about it, that's all that gold is. It's a cool
rock. It's just valuable
cool rocks.
It is gold, though. On their heads sat horned helms with beautiful jewels of all colors from the mountain's heart forged into them. Also, the forge is in the heart, because that's where the heat is. On. That song plays in the forge a lot. It's a favorite, but one guy really hates it.
Dude, how can you hate that song? That's a great song.
I don't know,
song.
Man. I love that song.
Damn right.
The helmets are seen as a symbol of honor, and to have yours defaced is considered a great insult to your clan. One time, a giant walked into the throne room after defending the mountain from a frost orc attack with his armor badly damaged, and the king was like, "Giant, you got to go get your helms did."
Your helms did?
Yeah.
Makeover!
You looking like a joke. Makeover! The prison guards entered the throne room and tossed the first prisoner in front of the throne. Against the king's throne laid a giant two-handed crystal mountain maul with runes burned into the wooden handle that bound the weapon to its owner.
Yes.
When the king swung the hammer, all the beasts and monsters in the frozen wastes flinched like their friend just went to fake punch them, and all of them always got swollen. By the way, I looked up the meaning of swole on Urban Dictionary.
What is it? What's the...
Well, so you can get swole by working out. Be like, yeah. Oh man, that guy got swole.
Right.
Or you can get swole like, you know, you get real upset.
Get mad, yeah.
And the example they used for that definition was like, yo, don't get swole. This is for charity.
Urban Dictionary is great sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Across the throne sat the king's magical golden griffin cycle. Half griffin, half motorcycle, 100% DTF. It was encrusted with jewels and customized with ape hanger handlebars, so you can rev your motorcycle real cool and look like a big tough man who drives by Josh's window when we're trying to record.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it.
Upon the throne sat King Kvelticon, Lord of the Crystal Mountain.
Oh my God.
His fingers were adorned with rings from various giant clans in the northern wastes, including one that had that cool S thing you used to draw in school. You know what I'm talking about? The cool S? Anyway, the king stood at a towering 20 feet and had a long white beard. On his head, he wore the crown of the giant kings, and underneath that, a Kveltomania bandana. The king was known for just kvelting out and tearing his armor open in the middle of the battlefield and shaking his finger no to guys who tried to put him in the sleeper hold.
I love it. I love the verb. The transition from proper noun to verb was flawless.
Thank you. Prisoner, spoke the king, do you know why you're here? The skeleton, wearing several hats, stood up and began to sing. Here I stand before the court of love, on trial cause my girlfriend assassinated my heart. She said we was over, but I couldn't let her go. So I made believe we were still going out by hanging out with the porcupine and make believing it was her. And I got the silent treatment. And I had my heart broken in two, and then those parts were broken in two, and I didn't know what to do, so I kissed a porcupine. If that's against the law, then sentence me to 100 years of no loving.
He's still hung up on this.
That is against the law, and you shall, said the king. Away with this fool! And the guards beat him up bad.
Oh my God. He's like the Bob Dylan of Orcspire.
The next prisoner was thrown before the king, who was just a fish person, wearing a leather jacket and smoking a cigarette. Ah, fish man, king of badness, said the king. We found him when we was ice fishing, said the guard. Glub, said Fishman as he did some drugs. That's it! Shoot that fish out of a cannon and send him back to regular Orcspire. We won't have his anti-establishment kind plaguing the waters of the frozen wastes. The guards went to apprehend Fishman, but then he pulled out a switchblade and began swiping at them. This lasted for several intense minutes, but... they got him in that cannon eventually.
I love Glub. And that's like...
Glub.
That's like, fuck you, man.
Finally, the last prisoner was thrown before the king. Do you know why you're here? Asked the giant. The little goblin picked himself up and said, well, your highness, I assume it was because I was being illegally sexy, as I am truly the most delicious man in the northern waste, spoke Stinkline the goblin.
No.
Give me the word and I will fuck this guy up right now, proclaimed a guard. Silence, little Kveltomaniac, said the king. Stinkline the Goblin, you stand trial before me because you were caught masturbating in one of my abandoned castles that I leave abandoned to create an overall effect or feel to the frozen waste of which I rule, and now it is tainted. How do you plea?
Well, it was dark, and I thought I saw a bush that looked like a boo, so I really had to pull one out. So, yeah, I'm gonna say not guilty. I think we've all been there.
We have all been there.
God damn it! Yelled the king as he leapt from his throne to his griffin cycle. He revved the engine and popped a sick wheelie as he proclaimed, "The court finds you guilty as shit!" And he peeled out all over the throne room as, like, seven Motorhead songs
played
in front.
Oh my god, yes!
He eventually ran over and pinned down Stinkline under his griffin cycle's tire.
Oh my gorgeous boobies, help me!
Yelled Stinkline.
Wait, so he loves his own boobies too?
Well, you know, it could have been like an "Oh my golden rings" kind of thing.
Oh, like
you
an
know?
Expression.
Maybe, I don't know. He's just, it could be about his boobs. It probably is. The guy masturbates a lot, so he probably found,
yeah.
He found himself attractive after some time.
The way I see it is he just jerks off to himself or anything, really. Because he's
yeah,
fucking,
pretty much.
I fucking he's hate him. I fucking hate yeah. him, dude.
Everyone does.
Yeah, it sucks.
The king revved the engine even louder as he shouted, "I hereby sentence you to wheelies!" Then he popped a wheelie on Stinkline's badly damaged body and peeled out on him for 3 hours straight.
Oh my god.
Finally, due to physics, the goblin shot out from underneath the tire and smashed through one of the large windows.
Due to physics.
And he smashed through one of the large windows in the king's throne room. His stink lines could be seen shooting across the Orc Spire night sky. And that's how Aurora Borealis was created.
Oh my god, that's super canon. That's for real.
The king got off his griffin cycle and sat back down at his throne. "It has been quite the justice-filled day," he declared. "It is time for me to... magic!" And with that, the king disappeared. The end!
That king fucking rules.
Yeah. Yeah, he rules. He rules pretty well over his court.
I'm kind of like that anti-establishment fish, but I would say that is certainly my king. He's my king.
You know, he's my king as well, but I gotta say, you know, props to Fishman, the king of badness.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, he's...
I love how your story had reverse fishing in it. Like throwing him back. The most epic form of throwing a fish back. Shoot him out of a fucking cannon.
Well, now, I don't know. I kind of created this, you know,
mm-hmm.
this king of badness character to go along... side of flying.
I the king of sadness and the king of badness. Maybe a team up. Maybe
unholy team up. I don't know. Did he fly back in Orcspire? Did he get? Did he delocate to? Damn,
I don't know. Where'd the king go? Maybe the king could go anywhere.
Well, he went to magic. So I don't...
Now it's time to magic. And then in my head the fin comes up on screen and it's all cursive, like an old I Love Lucy episode,
or like an art film that you don't understand, but you're like, I'm just missing something.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of...
Snickerdoodle, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you think you're doing?
I'm doing the show. I thought you were using the bathroom.
You were making a make-fun-of voice for me.
No, I wasn't. That was magic, the effects of magic. I've been using magic a lot.
The effects of...
dark magic.
Yeah. Stupid magic.
You're stupid.
You're stupid, Snickerdoodle.
You know what? If this show is just going to be us calling each other stupid...
You're stupid.
Then I don't want to do it anymore. Why do we even do this? Why do we even answer these scrolls?
If we don't do it, we'll get sued. We are under contract, if you remember, to do this every episode or we'll get put back on house arrest.
First scroll.
First scroll.
Dylan Melisco asks, Reese's, Snickerdoodle, what is best in life?
Just this, sitting here with my pal Snickerdoodle, who just made fun of me.
I did not. That was like a fun thing that I did where it's like a fun, like you would find it cute and be like, haha, I do that.
You're stupid.
That's not correct.
Also, my dick is out.
It is. You know what is best in life? I will tell you, Dylan, it is taffy. Any kind, any flavor.
That is very good.
Not black licorice. I don't know what cruel underworld being would forge that kind of sweet. But yes. Any other ones, especially the blue ones or key lime.
Key lime is delicious. Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness.
That's the key to my heart.
The key to my lime, which...
is a heart. That's
my dick.
Metaphor. Next scroll!
Next scroll! Next scroll is from @calf, they ask, are there any wizard rites of passage that every young wizard must go through? Snickerdoodle.
Why, yes, there is. In Orcspire, at the end of your lessons, you've got to go on this vision quest where you do a drug, then get lost in the woods, and if you come back, you passed. But if you don't come back, you either died or you were given tree drugs, and now you turned into a tree. Whoops, I'm sorry. I should label the drugs that I give out to my students.
Either way, that's a pretty good fate. Some people say that when regular people die, they turn into trees.
Really?
I've never seen it.
How intriguing.
That was terrible. Jesus. I got wizard cancer from that.
Whoa, okay, that was unnecessary, but I am interested in what the wizard rites of passage, if any, are in Dawranos.
Every young wizard needs to experience heartache at least once, whether that heartache be from a conjured succubus breakup or a conjured fleshlight breakup. So,
hang on just a second. I have to stop you. It popped up. I had a pop-up on my RC ball the other day.
Oh, I hate those.
And it was for fleshlight. You have fleshlights, apparently, in Dawranos.
Oh, yes. We conjure them, though. If by conjuring them means using an old sock and... Vaseline.
That is disgusting. And when you conjure them, do they come in like a sleeve, like a for your privacy sleeve, so people don't know what you are conjuring?
Like a black sleeve. Yes,
a black trash bag or something.
If you've made it to conjuring 405, that's a very advanced conjuring technique, but some do. So, but I'm not ashamed. I don't give a flip.
I know. Your dick is still out. Next scroll.
Next scroll.
Next scroll comes from both @Quetinizer and @KT_V. They ask, "What is the most popular dance move in Dawranos and Orcspire?" Reese's.
Well, the rug burn is popular, along with the Snarlston. But the most popular dance move is the Bartman. It finally made it to Dawranos.
It finally got there. In Orcspire, it is Dump Bustin', a.k.a. Da Booty Apocalypse.
That sounds awesome.
Just dumpers are bustin'.
Is that what you do every morning when you're cooking Merc Monk waffles?
Yes. Waffles for our Merc Monk.
Yes.
Which, did we ever decide on a name? Did we want to call him anything?
We had an infestation, if you remember.
Yes, so. And they were just defecating all over the house.
We just started numbering them. I don't know. I think we're on, like, number 62 or something. I should
probably stop making them waffles then.
Yes, well, they breed like, well, Merc Monks.
Hmm. What the Merc are you gonna do?
My God, Snickerdoodle. Next scroll is from @QuantumTheory. He asks, are there any traditions in regards to proposing to a lady or a man?
Yes, in Orcspire, you must go to the woman or man's parents and say, I love the thing you two made so much, I want to look at it every day, but not you guys, I just want to look at you guys sometimes, but the thing you made can really read my mind. My nasty mind. You must say that.
Yes. That's it then? Then it's it?
Yes, then you're pretty much married.
Oh.
How about in Undaranos?
Well, you know, like the song says, when a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
He proposes with push-ups and probably revs his cool bone car.
Yes. Yes, yes, I can relate to this song.
So that's what happens in Daranos, I mean.
Well, I don't know if you really got down to any specifics, but we appreciated. That's how you proposed?
Yeah.
To...
Got turned down, but it was cool.
To
my fleshlight.
You mean the sock. You mean the Vaseline sock. Okay, moving on. Next scroll. Final scroll. Comes from Marcus Devlin. They ask, what would be considered a delicacy in your land?
Well, in Daranos, jizz-covered puzzle pieces with a side of barbed wire is very much considered a delicacy. Only the toughest and most badass adventurers dare to try it, and it's very expensive. It costs 4 wives.
So you gotta go sing that song 4 times just to get this delicacy?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
It's like, you know, most delicacies are pretty horrible.
Yeah,
the barbed wire is the most delicious part. I don't want to eat jizz-covered puzzle pieces.
Nobody wants to eat that. In Orkspire,
yes.
You can get a roasted brohodo tentacle served on a South Philly cheesesteak.
That sounds delicious.
Yes, but it will cost you 2 wives.
2 wives?
It's slightly cheaper.
That's a deal. Yes, it is a deal.
And to be completely honest, I think I'm done revealing deals to these fools listening to this. You know nothing, and you ask us questions, and we're supposed to answer so you can get smarter, and it seems like a good idea, but it's not.
Yeah.
It takes up our wizard time. I'm supposed to be watching a pop-up for fleshlights.
When are we going to get to ask these suckers some questions, Nickadoo?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, how about that? How about
that?
We ask you, what's the big deal with Jenko jeans?
Yeah.
I want them, and I don't know why. Tell me why I want them.
Is the Limp Bizkit still around?
Yes, why don't we have our show where we ask you questions and interrogate you and your personal lives, and we just have those played out before us?
It is kind of like an interrogation, isn't it? I feel like my wizard rights are being trampled upon.
They are, and I feel like mine are as well. And with that, I want to say goodbye forever.
Goodbye. Forever, hopefully. Hopefully I die before I have to do this again.
Again, oh my goodness. But if you send scrolls, we will answer them.
Yes,
because
see you next week.
Contractually obligated. Goodbye. Where's the off button? Click.
You didn't hit it. You never hit it. It's like your
click,
depth
though.
Perception. You said click, but you have to hit the button, actually.
I thought it was voice activated.
It's not a clapper. You have to... It's mechanical. Or magic. Now you're just...
Bleep.
What is this, an answering machine?
Yep.
Are you a robot now? All right. I think that one turned it off, actually.
Oh, there it goes. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Fiction.
Fantasy, that's the old one. Oh, man. That's old school. That's a throwback.
Well, that's the theme to the show.
No, it's not. It's the old one.
Anyway. But thanks again for listening to another episode. Guys, again, Wizard Yell shirts are available in our store, fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com.
Yes.
You can get plenty of stuff there.
And we'll have more stuff sometime soon. People ask about hoodies and stuff. We're going to start printing those and selling those when the weather gets colder here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But they will be there soon, so keep an eye out. If you guys want to help the show in another way, you can sign up for a free Audible trial, like we say at the beginning of the show. Or, I'm sorry, Snickerdoodle says at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
The URL for that one, again, is audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. And there are over 100,000 titles to choose from.
You could pick any book. It doesn't even have to be a fantasy book.
It isn't. It could be a book about elves.
It could be a book about elves, I think.
I think. And another way you can help out the show that mm-hmm. costs $0 is leaving an iTunes review. And we appreciate those so much. I want to read one for you right now.
Let's do it.
This one is from Doombard. It's titled Seriously Funny. If you are in any way interested by the fantasy genre and enjoy a special brand of humor, then you will greatly enjoy this show and anticipate new ones every week like I do.
That's
nice.
Oh,
that's very nice. Thank you, Doombard. We have one more I want to read. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. I'm going like a train here. I can't
really
stop.
Do it.
It's called I Love It! with a bunch of exclamation points. By BuffCat6.
Oh, wow.
It says, there's a BuffCat out there. This is the sixth one, though. Just click on it. It's great, but if you don't like sex talk, don't. You will get sick. I have, and I love it. BuffCat.
That's awesome that somebody actually threw up because of all the gross things we said.
You know, I saw a Wikipedia entry today that is about death from laughing too much. That can happen. Yeah, there's recorded moments in history. One of the ones was a man was in his dream laughing, and he laughed so hard, and his wife couldn't wake him up, and he died.
That's horrifying.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Is it sad? Because he laughed to death. I mean,
yeah. Maybe, I don't know, maybe real funny stuff was happening in his dream.
Man. Oh, yeah, man. I don't know.
I also wanted to say thanks to Beardman Comics and Austin Pritchett. They mm-hmm. sent in some awesome fan art this week, and we shared it on the Twitter and the Facebook and, guys, the Tumblr. We are on Tumblr. If you guys are, if you want to send in fan art, send us your blog so we can share your stuff. And hopefully get you some more followers. We really appreciate any time anybody spends doing any kind of art for the show. That's very flattering.
Yes, thank you very much. I made the Beardman. Was that what his name was? Sorry.
Beardman Comics, yeah.
Beardman Comics. I made Beardman Comics fan art my Facebook cover.
I noticed that. Now I can't do that. So
why not? You're on it,
because
too.
Because you already fucking did it. But yeah, check those out on the Facebook and Twitter if you'd like to. And Josh. Oh, wait. We got prompts. Hold on.
What's
the prompts? I got to say the prompts.
Oh, crap.
We got two prompts here. We got two prompts. It's Alchemists by Forrest Gilseppe. And I'm sorry if I said that wrong. I probably did. I'm terrible. And Stephen Gustafsson. And I probably said that wrong. I'm real sorry. So we got Alchemists and Lizard Men by A.J. Martin. God. I've been talking this whole outro. Josh, you want to say anything before we leave?
I like when you talk. It makes me feel good.
Oh, okay.
I like the sound of your voice, and I want to live inside of your muscles.
All right.
So
glad we got that on the show.
So now everyone knows that.
Who didn't know that?
Nobody.
But until next week.
Until
Josh.
Next week, everybody, always remember to keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding. Baby, even if baby. You feel like a goddamn pain man.
Like the whole pain mind.
If you feel like a pain mind, keep on wizarding, man. It's going to get better. Have a good week, everyone. See ya.
Bye.